This audio presentation covers the exercises in lessons 12 and 13. Please start by turning to page 84 of your textbook. The first suffix in lesson 12 is itious, I-T-I-O-U-S, a plus one suffix meaning tending to or characterized by. Please add another meaning, having the nature of. The next suffix, id, id, is another plus one. It's cognate with the English suffix y, as in rainy. The last suffix in this lesson, eulous, U-L-O-U-S, is a variant of a suffix you know already, us, O-U-S. But note that while us is plus two, full of, ulus is only plus one. We'll learn later that ul, U-L, is a suffix that means little. So that's, I guess, why it's a little less than full of. Just kidding. But if that helped you learn it, good. Moving on to the bases in this lesson, here's another very important pair. Cap, C-A-P, and fac, F-A-C. Put double stars next to both. You'll see them a lot. Sieve, C-E-I-V, the French variant of the cap base, is largely responsible for the English habit of putting I before E except after C. Do you know the rest of the poem? Except when it's A, as in neighbor and way. Don't ask me to explain this weird convention of spelling. I can't. It's inexplicable. It's French. To fac, fic, fact, fect, please add the form fict, F-I-C-T, which actually comes from a different Latin verb meaning form or invent. But both the meaning and form of fict is so close to fact, it's hard to see the difference when you're looking only at derivatives. So let's put these two bases together and make them one. Finally, to flu, flux, fluve, floro, let's add another form, fluct, F-L-U-C-T, which gives us the word fluctuate. That's it for lesson 12. Now let's look at lesson 13. Please turn to page 87, where Mr. Ayres provides another set of Latin adjective-forming suffixes, the last ones we'll encounter in the Latin part of this book. The first, iv, I-V-E, a plus one suffix, is very common. Put two stars by this one too. Note that when it's followed by another suffix, the silent e on the end disappears. So you should add the form dash IV dash, i.e., no E. Besides tending to and inclined to, there are some other helpful meanings you may want to include. Using, as in sensitive, by reason of, inductive, and having to do with, interrogative. The other suffixes in this lesson are also plus ones. To ori, you might add the meanings containing or expressing, for example, accusatory, involving, compulsory, and serving to, compensatory. The first base in this lesson, toward the bottom of the page, cern, cret, cert, meaning separate or distinguish, is cognate with another base we'll study in lesson 16, cresc or cret, meaning grow. The reason these two bases share the form cret, C-R-E-T, is that they come from the same Latin verb, one that means grow, increase, or become large. When things start to grow, they separate from where they started. A plant grows away from the ground where its seed was sown, so the plant and the ground separate. That's how these two related but distinct meanings arose. Therefore, if you see cret, you'll ultimately have to choose between grow and separate. Usually the correct sense is clear from context, but if you choose the lesser option, you won't lose points in this class. Following the rules will always get you full credit. Here's a helpful spelling tip related to this base. Ever heard the word discrete? It means separate, as in discrete problems. Problems which may look connected, but they're actually not. When discrete means separate, it's spelled in such a way that the E's are separated by the T. D-I-S-C-R-E-T-E. But when it's spelled with the two E's together, D-I-S-C-R-E-E-T, it means something completely different. Modest, prudent, or careful. There the E's are hidden discreetly inside the word. Now you'll never be so indiscreet, E-E-T, as to confuse the spelling of these two very discreet, E-T-E, words. The base fund, fuse, found originally meant pour, but came to denote the bottom of something because that's where things go when they're poured. So a foundry is a place where metal is heated up to the point where it melts and can be poured, usually into molds which shape it. The same is true of the word foundation. To end this presentation, let's add one more variant of the last base on page 88, tort, T-O-R-T. The present form of this Latin verb root, torqua, T-O-R-Q-U, also gives us derivatives like the word torque, T-O-R-Q-U-E, the force that produces a twisting motion on something. Please add that form. And that's it for the audio presentation about lessons 12 and 13. Remember to study and memorize all the suffixes and bases in these lessons, even if I didn't comment on them here. The list of those is getting rather long, isn't it? Making it a habit to do the online drills should help you commit them to memory. And don't forget, doing any drill before its due date will also win you bonus credit towards your final grade. Falling behind schedule lies at the heart of most problems students have with this class. Overcoming the impulse to procrastinate, not the number of things you need to memorize, is in all reality your biggest enemy here. Go defeat that foe and make your etymologizing happy.